edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I'm your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. Katie's here. Say hello, Katie.
Hi.
And Woody's here. Say hello, Woody.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Our guest this week, an old fave, a returning favourite of the podcast, the one and only Mr. Brendan Urie's back on the show this week. Dear Lord. It was well timed.
We didn't even plan that.
My God, it's just that level of excitement whenever Brendan's around. So he's in New York at the minute. He called in on FaceTime and he's in the middle of rehearsing, obviously, for his Broadway debut in Kinky Boots in a couple of weeks. So we talked about that. We talked about him falling off treadmills. He gave us a little preview of his English accent that he's doing in the show, which I don't think's bad. I'll see what you guys think. I think it's quite good. Also, he revealed about whether or not he's going to be on the Fall Out Boy album. I'll be honest with you, he dodges that question quite skillfully, but you tell me when you listen to it if you think he's on it or not, because I think he is. And we also put him through his paces in the confession booth. So lots of fun coming up with Brendan later on, but before we get to any of that, it's time to look at the week's biggest stories in WTF News.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
First up, a story I feel we've heard many times over the last few years. Is Avril Lavigne actually an imposter? So for some reason, the age-old conspiracy theory about Avril Lavigne being replaced by another performer many years ago has resurfaced this week. I don't know why it keeps coming back. It was created by a Brazilian fan page a million years ago, and they said that after Let Go, her big 2002 album was released, she was replaced by a body double named Melissa. Okay. For some reason, the internet has gone nuts when there was new evidence presented. Okay, run me through. What was this new evidence that has apparently emerged?
Right, so you know Avril's working on her magnum opus right now.
Indeed.
The next album.
Exciting.
She's been... No, it is.
It is! I'm not lying! I'm genuinely hyped!
Leaving like little handwritten notes, like... these are new lyrics, here's what's happening, and they're like, look at her new handwriting.
Oh,
it's completely different to what it was.
It's Melissa's writing.
Melissa.
Or perhaps she just wasn't writing the words herself.
There's also that, or maybe, you know, she was doing... It's like when you're signing a thank you letter to your grandma, you do your nice writing, don't you? It's not your normal scribbling. You know, she knows it's going on Insta.
I had some sympathy for Avril, but I did find myself asking, who really cares? Like, apart from her family, of course, but, like, does it matter if she's been replaced by Melissa?
Yes, it does.
Of course it does. Let's call our hand on it. Obviously, this is nonsense. But if this were true and you suddenly discovered, even if you, like, haven't listened to Avril Lavigne in years, you suddenly discovered she was replaced years ago by an imposter called Melissa, I'd be interested.
No, look, the important thing is the music lives on, not Avril. Okay, that's the important thing.
Is it a bit too complicated for you here? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is anyone could sing those bloody songs and I wouldn't care.
Wow.
Get Kelly Osbourne in, I don't care.
Man, no. I mean, I don't even know what the comeback
Justice
is on that.
For
just
Melissa.
No.
Come on. She's done so well.
Yeah, to be fair to her, you know, good on Melissa if this is true. You've carried it on for years. You've still not been fully rumbled. Well done to you.
Melissa's done a good job. Like, what's the problem?
Do you think she's related? What was the name of the girl that people thought Taylor Swift was on Tumblr?
Oh, I don't remember.
I feel like it's the Taylor Swift Tumblr girl, Melissa, and Poot Lovato in the Ultimate Girl Group mashup.
What, Becky? Becky.
Oh, Becky.
Well, it was Becky, wasn't it?
No,
yeah.
No, it's Becky.
Yeah. No, it's Becky. Dear God. I want to see that girl
it's
group
Melissa.
Of all the imposters coming together. I mean, dare I even ask, but do we think it's true, Woody? Any truth in that one?
I'm hoping it's true, yeah.
You're hoping it's true? Why?
Wow.
Why do you want it to be true? Like Poor Avril.
Like I just said, Melissa's done a great job. I think deserves to stay in the role.
Yeah.
If I was giving her an appraisal, it would be 5 stars.
Well, you know, we talked about MTV Movie Awards last year. Maybe next year they need a new category of Best Pop Star Imposter, because that is an acting performance and a half. Katie, do you believe the rumours at all?
I think it's a case for the FBI.
Right, okay.
Yes.
We'll get them on it. See if Comey's busy. You know, he's kind of free at the minute, isn't he? We'll get him involved. All right, well, that's one story. Another big story that's been causing some controversy. Liam from One Direction, obviously, the Strip That... What do you call it, actually? Strip That Down. What's your title for this single?
I call it Stroke That Down.
No one knows why. But
unfortunately.
Liam Payne's debut, Stroke That Down / Strip That Down, is coming out later this week. So he's on the promo trail, obviously. He did a little interview for a radio station recently, and immediately fans started picking up, saying that his accent had slightly changed. Let's have a little listen to this. Is a clip from this Liam interview. See what you think about his voice in this. Here we go.
Just get ready to strip that down, I guess.
Liam!
I don't want to give any more away. I'm excited about it. We worked hard, and Ed Sheeran helped me write it. Who loves Ed Sheeran? A lot of people love Ed Sheeran.
Right. Thoughts. Initial thoughts here. I don't think it sounds drastically different, personally, but people are saying that's American. Like, he's Americanized his sound.
It goes through, like, three different accents, though, don't you think? Because I think the first bit, he's, like, putting on a little American accent, but then it goes through, like, Australian, and then he's a little bit Irish at the end.
He's playing all bases.
Not a hint of Wolverhampton in there.
Yeah, but that is a fair point. Like, I'm not entirely sure he's sounding fully American, but he definitely doesn't sound like he's from Wolverhampton, wherever he's from.
What if Liam Payne had died and they got a replacement for him? Maybe it's Melissa.
Hey, that's Liam Payne in this interview. No, it's Becky. It's Becky. It's American Becky.
You know, he walked past us in the office the other day, didn't he?
And he said hello.
Yeah, and I swear I saw like a plug and a USB cable, like
just
in
coming
his
out
arm.
Of his arm.
It's the Android Melissa coming
this is
back.
It. Just got Isn't his it? It's got his American chip that goes into his neck pre-radio interviews. That's what's happening. Nice man he was, by the way. Shout out Liam if you're listening. It's an interesting one. I do feel like there was a bit of a twang, but then at the same time, if you're an international pop star like himself who's been travelling back and forth from the US for God knows how many years, you're probably going to pick up a few little ticks here and there, aren't you?
It's that thing when you meet someone and they have a different accent to your own, and like I know I do it sometimes. Sometimes I just start imitating it all the time.
But at the same time, Liam's partners are famously a Geordie, and he definitely didn't sound Geordie either. No. He's not picked that up. He's gone, if anything, in the complete opposite direction.
Perhaps.
I would love to hear a Geordie Liam.
Yeah. Well, maybe next time he's in the building, we'll
next
just.
Interview.
Hey, Liam, do you fancy doing a Geordie accent? I'm sure that will go down an absolute storm. All right, well, those are the big music stories. Let's take a complete left turn because it's time, guys, with the election fast approaching for the latest edition of Snaps or Craps, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, the snap election is coming on June the 8th. By the way, register to vote, UK people. Yeah, I feel like we don't mention this enough. Register to vote.
It's the only reason we're doing this.
If you're of age, 18 in the UK.
Okay. Hasn't the deadline cut off?
Oh, it's 22nd, so when is that?
I don't know.
Okay, no.
This is the last episode where we can tell people to sign up, all right? 22nd of May is your cut off. Get on it, people. Come on, get it done. But yes, every week we are looking at one of the various mad election-themed stories in the run-up to the election on June the 8th. So this week, I want to talk about swearing, guys. I want to talk about swearing politicians. So there's two stories this week. First of all, Emily Thornberry of Labour said, and we'll see if this gets beeped, said bollocks on TV. On live TV, and the world somehow remained spinning, but there was that. But also, this is a bit of a wilder one. So there was a Tory MP, Mr. James Heapy, I think that's how you pronounce it, James Heapy. He's standing for re-election in the Wells area of the country at the minute. And he had a debate with a bunch of sixth formers in the Millfield School in Somerset. Have you actually?
I've actually been.
You've been everywhere in Somerset, haven't you? Yeah. My God, I feel like every time I get around Somerset. Around Somerset. But yeah, he was in the school and someone asked him a question about Scottish independence and they said they were in favour, this teenager. So he said, quote, "F off back to Scotland," which he now claims is a joke, but obviously the girl's offended. So let's talk about that one first. Not the smartest thing he could possibly have said, sarcastic or otherwise, is it?
No, it's not good for your PR.
It's not a good look. His quote afterwards, he's saying, "I made a comment intended only as a joke, but it was inappropriate and I'm deeply sorry for any offence caused. Too little, too late, but at least he's realised his mistake." But I guess the overriding point then is, when is it appropriate for politicians to swear? Any thoughts?
Well, I kind of like it sometimes. I like it when the illusion of this outstanding kind of morally right politician is kind of crumbled before you with a little bit of swearing. You know, it makes him a bit more human.
I was about to say.
But equally, if you took that to the extreme, you know, you wouldn't want members of parliament constantly swearing all the time in the houses.
Or swearing in your face telling you to go back to war.
Well, I think that's the two extremes, isn't it? Like, obviously him telling the schoolgirl that is completely ridiculous and shouldn't happen. But then the other end of the spectrum, Emily Thornberry, like I say, said bollocks on TV and got kind of hounded for it. That's not the worst swear word in the world.
She got hounded for it. I feel like most people on my timeline were like, "Oh, that's great. Bollocks."
I feel like most people of our generation may feel that. I don't know. Is it just false outrage? Is it just people having a go for the sake of it?
I think so. I think In an age where a lot of politicians are just incredibly boring and dull, they'll leap on something like this as if like it's some sort of marker of like an interesting person.
Katie, if you saw a politician you weren't a massive fan of and you saw them do a bit of swearing, what would you think? Would it sway you either way?
I might like them a bit more.
Right, there we go. I think that's answered, isn't it? I guess swearing from politicians, we're giving it snaps, not crabs. There it is. Well done.
Everyone start swearing in their next debate.
This is it. I tell you what, we'll see what our political influence is like if over the news cycle of the next week there's just everyone coming out and just dropping effing and jeffing left, right, and centre.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, Prime Minister's questions and, like, instead of being like, they'll just actually start insulting.
Sorry, what are they like? Yeah, that's dead on. That is Prime Minister's questions. It screams Prime Minister's questions right there. Well, that is the biggest stories of the week for us. If you want to read more about those and see loads of other stories, get on the website. It's popbuzz.co.uk, and let us know what you think over on our Facebook and Twitter pages. Coming up next, our chat with Mr. Brendan Urie. Back on Pop Buzz, guys, our guest today, one of our absolute faves. It's so lovely to see him again. He's currently in New York. He's rehearsing for the Broadway debut of the decade in Kinky Boots. Ladies and gentlemen, Brendan Urie, here we go.
What's up? Good to see you. How you been?
Good, man, good. It's good to see you. I'd ask how you've been, but man, you've had the most exciting few months. I've been seeing this. My word. Let's dive right in. What stage are you at in rehearsals for Kinky Boots now? What's going on? What have you done so far?
So I've had about 3 days so far, and I've been running the script basically with the AD, DB Bonds, and it's been wild. I've learned some choreography. I've put on some boots. I've learned some of my lines. So, yeah, I'm getting really close. It's getting down to the wire. I've got about 10 days left.
Oh, my God, it's so exciting. So tell me, I mean, for fans of Kinky Boots, we'll know that not only are you singing and dancing in heels, which I'm sure you're making work. There we go. We'll get the joke out early. But also, you've got the big number where you're on a treadmill, man. You're doing singing and dancing on a treadmill. Have you tried the treadmill yet?
That was the first day, actually, and I was a little daunting. I was like, well, we're jumping first thing. All right, we're doing treadmill. And it's wild because when you see it from the crowd, it looks so busy. And when they break it down for you person by person, it's a little simpler, but it's, you know, it's still not easy. Pretty fast, but yeah, it's fun. It's so fun.
Oh, man. So no falling over, no injuries yet. You're kind of all good. You're happy with it?
I tripped up a couple times. They told me it was going to happen. They're like, you know, we're going to put it on slow just to, you know, get a feel for it. And the first time I jumped on, I just went right on my face. I'm like, okay.
Get it out the way early, though. That's the way to do it, right? Better that than opening night. That's what we like. That's good. So let's jump back a bit, because it seems like such a perfect fit for you, this show, man. It really, really does. How did it come about? Did you approach them? Did they approach you? What was your relationship with the show before this all happened?
So my relationship was I had listened to the soundtrack a couple times. I was a fan of the music. I knew Cyndi Lauper had done it. I knew that Harvey Fierstein had done it. So I knew a little bit about it, but the first time I saw it was about 2.5 years ago. They had it emailed me and invited me to the show. So I said, absolutely, I'd love to come see it. Saw the show, got to meet the producers and the director, and they were the sweetest people in the world. That's what really drew me to it, is just the love and compassion that I felt with everybody there. But the play hit me so hard. It was just this, like, such a tangible love in the air. Like, everybody just wanted to celebrate. There was, like, this fire in my chest, and I said, at any capacity, whatever I can do to be a part of this show, I will build the sets, I will pour the water for the actors, I will do whatever it takes to be a part of the show. So they invited me, and it's so wild.
Oh, man, that's so awesome. That's such a good story to hear. I love that. Also, the other key detail in this show, you got to do an English accent, man. How's it coming?
It's coming along pretty well, yeah.
Hey! I was hoping you'd do it. Here we go. How's it going, though? Are you working with, like, a voice coach or something? How's that all working for you?
So it's funny, I thought I was going to have more, you know, prep work for it, but they hooked me up with this girl, Amy Jo Jackson, who's phenomenal, but she's a dialect coach, and she's an actress as well. So she basically was like, because the first, it was like a 2-hour session over the phone, and like over Skype, and the first hour, she was like, yeah, you know, try to do this, because you sound really Australian. So I was like, yeah, I'm sure I do. My English is pretty Australian, so I'm trying to work at it.
You get that sounded all right to me. You've got the full Cockney vibe down. There we go.
Yeah.
It's going to be great, man. It's going to be all there. Have you got any famous friends coming along to watch opening night? Anyone lined up?
I hope so. I don't know about opening night. There's a couple. I've got some old friends from who live here in New York, and yeah, it's going to be wild. I told them, give me like a week. Give me like a week to prep and then come in and see me. I don't want you to see me fail.
You're not going to fail. This is confident, Brendan. Come on.
Yeah, this is going to be amazing. It's incredible, yeah.
Awesome. Well, you said as well, when you initially announced it, you said it was been a bit of a dream of yours for a while to be on Broadway. Were there other kind of roles you... What's the dream role? What's the dream musical role for you? Apart from this one, obviously.
I mean, probably Les Mis. You know, if I could do like a Jean Valjean. I mean, that's later... In my later years, I hope to be able to do like a Jean Valjean type deal. Book of Mormon, obviously. Just growing up Mormon. Be great. Yeah. Price, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Les Mis is just like the, I think that was one of the first Broadway plays I saw on, we had a VHS. You kids don't know what this is. We had a VHS tape. We recorded the live Broadway, and I would watch that every day with the pops and scratches and the tape and everything. It was just, I was blown away by the music and the acting. It was beautiful.
Oh, man. Well, if you ever need a Javert for your confrontation, you just give me a call, all right? And we'll get
all right,
that done.
Great Javert, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I think it would work nicely. I think it's definitely a good pairing. Also, if this one, I mean, we're presuming this is going to go well. My God, the tickets are selling damn well. Would you consider doing, there's the US tour of Kinky Boots. There's a West End run over here.
Killian Donnelly, who's Charlie Price right now, started in West End. He's phenomenal. He does such a good job. This Irish bloke, he's amazing. There's a lot. Yeah, I met a couple of the people from the touring company. It's phenomenal. Jay, who's playing Lola now, started in the touring company as a swing character. He's playing like six different characters. It's so crazy. I would love to. I'd love to explore further what other roles I could play or what other positions I could be in.
Oh, fingers crossed, man. Fingers crossed. Well, anyway, let's talk about a couple of other things because you've been a busy man. You really have. First of all, talk me through the call you must have got from Pete Wentz asking you to dress up in that ridiculous purple outfit and eat some cereal. What was that about, man?
That was literally it. I didn't get any explanation. He said, hey, man, I'm sending our buddy Jade over to film you. I said, okay. I had no idea what it was going to be. And I'd just seen the video like a day before. It's like, what is this? So he threw the stuff onto me. I was like, all right, let's do this. He said, eat your cereal. That was it.
When Pete calls, you got to answer. That's it. You got to jump to it. I like that. Well, you know, you got a lot of people wondering online, man. Everyone was saying, God, is Brendan on the album? Is this a $20 nosebleed sequel? Break it to me.
Yeah, I'm not divulging. I'm not divulging any information. I may or may not, you know, it's up in the air right now.
Well, that definitely wasn't a no, so I'm slightly excited.
It's not a hard no. No.
Is this the sequel, $40 nosebleed? Is that what we're going with now?
Yeah, we just increased the amount of currency. Yeah.
It's a nice pattern. It's a nice series you can get into there. Also, I want to talk to you a little bit about Halsey, because obviously a good friend of yours. Now, you know, obviously there was a Coachella thing and all that kind of stuff. Please tell me there's at least been a discussion of a collaboration at some point. We'd love to see that.
Absolutely, yeah. I saw her on the tour. We played in L.A. She came to the show. It was awesome seeing her. I hadn't seen her in a while. Yeah, we talked a little bit about that. We talked about either writing something together, maybe not even music. Yeah, it's really exciting. I think she would be such a fun person to collaborate with. She's just fun to be around, and she's, like, so inspiring in that sense, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, man. She's doing some amazing stuff right now. What else has been going on? Oh, the Chainsmokers. Have you seen the I Write Sins remix they've been doing?
I saw this. Yeah. I saw a friend had sent me a video from South America where they had played a festival and were playing the song, and it was going off. I was really flattered they were playing that. People seemed to have a good time. It was great.
Man, they were popping off, right? That's something for the live show. You going to do an EDM remix at some point? I'd love to see that.
I probably should, yeah.
Make it pop off even more right at the end. Also, I got to ask, congratulations, you moved house recently, I understand. Not going to pry there, but I do want to ask, please tell me that the Yuri Electric Studios is still intact.
Oh, yeah, I've rebuilt a studio. It's Yuri Electric 2, so we've got the duo going on now, yeah.
Oh, amazing. That's good to hear. And is there much work going on there at the minute? I guess you leave the show in August, right? Is the rest of the year going to be getting back to panic stuff? You having a little break? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm hoping that right after Broadway is done, hoping to head back home and just get right back to work, working on new music.
Oh, man, that's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
That's exciting. How far along are you? I remember you divulged a few song titles last time, very early progress. What level are we at now? What are you up to?
So I've got, probably 10 more demos that I've just been hanging on to. Nothing full, again, probably just minute and a half ideas. But exciting stuff that I didn't expect to have written. So it's really just bizarre. I guess, yeah, bizarre is probably the best way to describe it. It's kind of out there.
Kind of out there? Any area it's out in? What are we talking there? How weird? Are you going jazz fusion this time, Brendan? What's going on?
Yeah, it's more fusion. It's all acid fusion. No, I'm trying to, it's more like broken down in terms of production. It's more relying on vocal, where the vocals as a background will build a chord and carry the song instead of a lot of instruments carrying the, That's
nice.
The best way.
Stripping it back. That's exciting. All right. More coming up from the brilliant Brendan Urie in just a moment or two. God, he's just such a good value guest, isn't he? Like, you can't...
I was saying earlier, I stand for Brendan.
Yeah, I think
I
we
really
all do.
It's, just so
it's
nice.
Like even if you didn't like his music, if you met him in the flesh, you'd just be like, yeah, what a dude. What an absolute guy. He's just a good man. Woody, don't laugh at me. I love this man. He's a great dude.
You're such a fanboy.
I don't even care. He's a nice guy to boot. It works well. Yeah, you'll hear him later on. And also in the confession booth as well. It's very, very funny confession booth. Actually, his email address, it's not quite as wild as Niall Horan's was, but it's getting there. I enjoy it. And it may still be active, so you can try it.
Da Pimp Is Here was Niall.
Yeah, Da Pimp Is Here was Niall. I don't think anyone's ever going to beat that, but we will. Soon.
Thanks,
but anyway, just a quick word to say, if you are enjoying this week's episode of the PopBuzz Podcast, you might want to go and subscribe. You can find us over on iTunes, you can find us on Audio Boom, on SoundCloud, basically anywhere you find podcasts, we are around. And while you're there, you'll get to listen to all the previous episodes where we've had loads of amazing guests like Katie,
Ollie Alexander,
Woody,
Dua Lipa,
keep going,
The Vamps,
My Dad Wrote a Porno,
yes,
Scott Eastwood,
very good.
Thatcher Joe. Joe Thatcher.
His name is Joe Sugg, but I'll accept that answer. Go on.
The Chainsmokers.
Yes.
Casper Lee.
Ooh.
Chris Pratt.
Casper Lee's mum.
She wasn't on, but I'll accept it.
Brendan Urie.
Brendan Urie before.
Ollie Alexander.
I said that.
Every week, Woody, you fall
really
apart.
Crap at this,
bless you. We've had Ashley Dunn and Jesse Kale. Niall, you didn't say Niall on the list. We mentioned him a second ago.
Queen Zara.
Yeah. Zoe Saldana was on, and Dave Bautista as well with the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff. Loads of great guests, basically. Loads and loads of great guests. So go back and listen to all those episodes, like I say, on iTunes, on Audio Boom, on SoundCloud, and anywhere else you find your podcast. Now, here again is Mr. Brendan Urie. Well, before you go, man, you know we've got to play a little game. You know how we do here. We've got to play a little bit of a game with you. This is one we call the Pop Buzz Confession Booth, all right? So, few questions. Don't look scared. This will be all good. A few questions here. I want you to just give me the most honest answer you can for these, all right? No matter how embarrassing, okay? Let's start off easy. What was your first ever email address, Brendan?
Oh, man. First email address. You know what? I think it's the same one that I've had for a long time. It's actually, I've deleted this since.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't say your real email address on
it. It was in middle school, I think in eighth grade, I finally started a Hotmail account, and it was punkjunker at Hotmail.
Punkjunker?
So yeah, punkjunker 23, I think, was what it was. I was really into Michael Jordan, punkjunker 23.
Yeah. Nice. That's a good mix. Oh, I would take that. That's a good one. Who was your first ever celebrity crush?
Jessica Alba.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Fantastic Four era or before that?
Before, she was in a movie called Idle Hands with Devon Sawa. She was something special in that.
Wow, very specific. All right, fair enough. What was the last food item you picked up off the floor and ate?
A potato chip.
When? How recently?
Last night.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Was it a dirty bar floor or was it an acceptable surface?
No, it was here. It was at home. And I was going to, you know, take a bite and it fell off and I just picked it right back up.
Okay. I think if it's your own home, it's kind of acceptable, right? That's fine. Yeah. You know your cleanliness levels. That's all good. And last but by no means least, Brendan Urie, when did you last yourself, my friend?
Right now, answering these questions.
All right. We'll leave that one there. Brendan, it's been a joy and a pleasure as always, mate. Best of luck with this run. Seriously. So it's May 26th to August 6th. This is the Al Hirschfeld Theatre on Broadway. Man, best of luck.
Thank you so much again, man.
Oh, always a pleasure, dude. Good to see you. Brendan Urie, everybody. There he is. Brendan Urie, there he is. Good value guest. Very good value guest. Gives you nothing but gold, answers all the questions, gives you little news stories you can write up later. What a star. What a good
man.
He
does your job for you, doesn't he?
He really does. You just sit back and relax with that man. That's about it for this week, guys. But just enough time to check in with DJ Woody. What is your banger of the week, Woody, my friend?
We've got Amandla Stenberg.
Ooh, lovely.
Yeah, she doesn't usually do music, but she's done a song for the Everything Everything soundtrack, which she stars in, and you interviewed.
Yes, well, I interviewed the author of the book. It's obviously based on this young adult novel, Everything, Everything. I interviewed Nicola Yoon. You'll see that on the site, I guess, around when the film's coming out, which is very shortly, in fact. It's in a couple of months' time. But it's a brilliant, brilliant piece of filmmaking. Mm. And one of the things that did strike me, actually, is the soundtrack is on point, because you've also got, like, Alessia Cara's in there and stuff like that. It's a really, really cool soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this fits quite well.
Yeah, she's done a cover of Mac DeMarco's Let My Baby Stay. Nice. And so it's, I'm not sure if that's on the soundtrack. It's like a separate thing. But yeah, it's like a really funky version of it. I love it.
Nice.
I didn't know she could sing either.
Yeah, talented.
I'm number one fan now.
Yeah, I tell you what, very, very talented. We'll have to talk more about the film as it comes out because I really do think it's fantastic. And I think you guys are going to like it a lot too. So yes, look out for that. If you want to hear that track, it's on Pop Buzz Radio at the minute. So just go on the website, popbuzz.co.uk. Click play in the top right-hand corner. You'll hear that and loads of other great stuff. Who else we got on there at the minute? Bleachers and stuff.
Oh my God, we got everything.
Yeah, there we go, everything. Do you like music? Go on the website.
We got everything.
Like music, mate? Go on the website.
We got Paramore, we've got Sigrid, we've got other stuff, The Weeknd,
Halsey,
Lana,
Hey Violet, Halsey, yeah. Paris. Yeah, there's loads of good stuff on there. Everyone you like, they're all on there. All right, well, that's about it for this week. We will be back next week with a whole new set of guests and all the latest news and all that stuff. Please do go and subscribe over on iTunes, over on SoundCloud, over on Audioboom and all those other podcast places. We will see you next week, but until then, it is goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We will see you next week.